In 2011, there were at least 62 screeners arrested, and this includes 1 for murder, 11 for sex crimes, 10 of which involved children, 4 for drug smuggling through airport security, over a dozen for theft from passengers, totaling in excess of $800,000. Other crimes from the TSA included impersonating a police officer, assault and battery, and other assorted violations. Example 1. A Federal Transportation Security Administration employee has been arrested in connection with a molestation of a girl, Orange County Sheriff's deputy said. After a 15-year-old girl came forward claiming Charles Henry Bennett, 57, touched her inappropriately when she was 12 years old. Deputies said he was arrested early Friday and booked into the Orange County Jail. The arrest report says man told investigators he planned to make her, quote unquote, a sex slave. A Transportation Security Administration worker at Logan International Airport is accused of assaulting a 14-year-old girl. Sean Shanahan, 45, of Winthrop, is being held on $50,000 bail for following his arraignment in East Boston District Court. Now, he is charged with statutory rape, enticement of a child, and indecent assault and battery on a person 14 years old. Example 3. Passengers at the airport are shocked over what police say. Burley, a TSA screener, did Wednesday morning when a female passenger noticed painkillers missing from her purse after going through a security checkpoint. An investigation was prompted. Later, a TSA official found the missing pills they say Burley tried to hide. According to the employees at the airport, it was all caught on camera. Example 4. A TSA employee, Randall Scott King, 49, based at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, tried to kill himself after allegedly abducting a woman, sexually assaulting her, then giving her a suicide note to deliver. These are the people, folks, that are putting their hands on you at the airport. Example 5. A Transportation Security Administration agent has been charged with theft after attempting to steal a laptop at Memphis International Airport, which, by the way, I had my laptop ripped off out of Memphis International Airport as well, but yet the TSA responded to me by saying it wasn't their responsibility. Now, back to my point. Ricky German, 48, was charged Wednesday with theft of property over $1,000, but less than $10,000. The incident occurred December 20th, and it's uncertain why it took so long for charges to be filed. Example 6. Timothy Monroe, 41, faces charges including trafficking cocaine, possession of cocaine with intent to sell, possession of a firearm in the commission of a felony, possession of marijuana with the intent to sell, and possession of paraphernalia. A Brevard County Circuit Court judge set a bond of $743,000 for a Transportation Security Administration employee who has been charged with selling drugs from his Palm Bay house. Example 7. Two employees with the United States Transportation Safety Administration have been arrested and are facing charges after allegedly stealing tens of thousands of dollars from checked baggage at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York. WNBC-TV reported that Kumar Prasad, 36, and Devon Webb, 30, are expected to each face felony charges of grand larceny, conspiracy, and possession of stolen property. They are also expected to face a misdemeanor charge of official misconduct. According to the channel, citing police and an unnamed TSA official familiar with the case, $39,980 was recovered from the homes of the suspects in connection with the investigation. A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat
rocker. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you. Good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just wanted to get to it right away, friends, because what we're talking about is out of their own mouths. Let's first off start with the TSA. What I just played for you during the intro for the radio show is all the crimes committed against the people in our country by the TSA, appointed by your said representatives, okay? This happened after September 11th, and I want to make sure y'all understand the airports didn't have to bring them on board. And it was sold to the American people under the guise of protection for the American people, when in fact, it was doing just the exact opposite. It violates our Fourth Amendment. In other words, what the said representative government is doing today, they are pointing their fingers at everybody that goes through an airport, everybody that goes through a bus depot or a train depot. You are considered a suspect domestic terrorist, according to the government. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that they're violating the Fourth Amendment of the United States of America? Now, when you read it, it says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against all unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Let me say that again. Shall not be violated. But now it's violated. You know, it's interesting. My little kid had seen some of the documentaries 20 years ago, 24 years ago now, September 11, 2001. And what was interesting is he's seen some of those movies concerning what Adolf Hitler did to his own people, to the Gestapo. And I remember my little boy when we first went to the airport and there was the TSA. By the way, the scanners are all bought and paid for by yours truly, George Soros. I don't know if you're aware of that or not, right? Okay, so this isn't about freedom. This is about basically violating the rights of the people while they continuously garner more control over the American people through their ignorance. But what was interesting is my son said, "Dad," he said, "this is like the Gestapo." I said, "It's exactly what it is." And if you consider, friends, where this is coming from, a partaker of basically pillaging those that were being thrown up on trains, to be genocided. Speaking of George Soros, if you haven't seen the 60 Minutes interview, you might want to take some time to see it, friends, because he'll tell you exactly what he did and what he was responsible for. Matter of fact, if you look at Klaus Schwab, his dad was in the Gestapo, so was Arnold Schwarzenegger's. I mean, the list goes on. Bush's, all of them. Prescott Bush financing Adolf Hitler's war. He was indicted in 1942. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. It's all accessible online. But folks, my kid was exactly right, and it's still going on today. And as a matter of fact, they're trying to take it a step forward. Now, when I go back to the Fourth Amendment, it says, shall not be violated, but it's being violated, okay, under the guise of terrorism. I want to ask you something, Americans. Who opened the borders over the last 3 and 4 years to not only open the borders to, but also entice the illegals to come into this country on your dime? I just want to know, has it been the federal government? Okay, so instead of them actually upholding the law and magnifying it against the illegals, they actually transgressed the law, committed the act of treason, and they have been guilty of luring them in and enticing them by stealing money from your tax dollars. And it is theft, don't get me wrong. And again, it is treason, don't get me wrong. Okay? So when you look at what's going on at the airports, who's responsible for what took place? But yet it's not being aimed at those that committed the act of treason. It's being aimed at innocent Americans, okay? That's why they had to violate the Fourth Amendment under the guise of security. It's not about security. Again, I just highlighted during the first segment, or actually we're still in the first segment, but the first portion of the first segment showing you the crimes of the TSA. And folks, look at the kind of people they're hiring. Tell me anybody that you've seen in the TSA or work at the TSA, tell me that these people are upright. Tell me, folks, it's a pretended authority. They do not have the backing of the Constitution. Why? Because it's null and void, because it runs against it rather than congruent with it. But again, it says in the Fourth Amendment, shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause. So every time you go through one of those scanners, which hurts your body, every time you go through a TSA line being harassed by the baser sort, you better understand they were appointed for the very purpose of what they're doing through a pretended authority to violate you. And it's exactly what they're doing. There was no warrant issued, nope, but upon probable cause. They're saying there's probable cause that they put their hands on you. I'll tell you what, folks, when we have to go through the airport, I'll tell you that is a big no-no. You don't need to be putting your hands on anybody in this family, period, okay? It's supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly the describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Now, I'm bringing this up because little Christy Noem from South Dakota, the little adulterated fraud, because that's exactly what she is. As a matter of fact, I was looking at her earlier from the time that she started to where she is today. Folks, she looks like a completely different person. All the plastic surgery she's gone under. She sold herself out, folks. And she's being used as a little useful idiot to go ahead and war against the people's rights. And the American people think, well, she did a great job in South Dakota. You might want to ask the people in South Dakota if that's true or not, because it's not true. We have friends that are senators, those that are involved in government over there in Pierce, South Dakota. And the opposite of what she told you is the opposite of what she did, just like any other politician that's been put in the halls of government today. Now, I'm saying this for the reason that Christy Noem's now trying to sell the real ID. And some people will say, well, we've been hearing about this for years. Yep, but now you're seeing the manifestation of it. So what you've been partaking with is the fact that you've heard rumors of this, you've heard politicians talk about it, now they're trying to fully implement it. What is it about? Is it about for our freedom or our security? Absolutely not, because as I said earlier, if the government was doing their job, the illegals wouldn't be here in the first place. Folks, you need to understand, they didn't commit the act of treason by just luring them over here. You need to understand they used your money to do it. If you want the illegals to leave the United States of America, get rid of the unconstitutional welfare system. It is up on its head. There is no constitutional provision to steal from people that work to give to those that don't work. It is unconstitutional every step of the way. So when you get rid of the welfare state and you start cleaning house first and foremost by laying the axe to the root of the tree, the way that John the Baptist did, you're not going to have any of these problems. But again, because the American people are just following the lead, the blind leading the blind, all ending up in a ditch, Matthew 15, 14, what do you think is going to happen? I'm going to come on the other side. I'm going to show you more of this. Jason, I see you up there from Indianapolis. Hold up with me. I'll get you on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard, in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th, at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers
radio,
and
very
humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSRadio.com.
Well, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing for the last 25 years of ministry. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have 10 to 15 articles posted every day from those that are a part of the culture wars. The Sons of Issachar knew the times, so do they. All the way from constitutional attorneys to preachers, former military, the list goes on. Folks, it's information exposing the very things that we expose here on the radio program on a daily basis, both morning and afternoon. Wanted to let you know really quick, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So during the first segment, I was highlighting what's going on with the TSA. Completely unconstitutional. They're criminals. They are absolutely, in every step of the way, friends, in every facet of the definition and understanding of the definition of what a criminal is, every single one of them are, because what they're doing is violating the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. They don't have a right to accuse every American and lay them out to be suspect as a domestic terrorist. And folks, as a matter of fact, if you look at it, the very definition of terrorism means what? It means government by intimidation. It's exactly what you're seeing. So now what are they doing? They're pushing it forward incrementally through this siege under the judgments of God, Deuteronomy 28, 15 to 63. Also go before that, Leviticus 26, verse 15 to 46. Great specificity, so you understand what's going on here. Again, the bad guys are not in control of anything, friends. The Lord's in control of all. Just so you know, read Matthew 28, verse 18. But I want to show you what Kristi Noem's now pushing. You know, America's little sweetheart, they'd have you believe. Little adulterer. Yeah, a little plastic queen is what she is. She's a traitor to her own people in South Dakota, friends. Just ask her. And I'm sorry, just ask the people in South Dakota. Forgive me. Look at this, boycott the real ID. You know what the real ID is that they're trying to sell you now? It's touted to boost security, but the opposite is actually true. New security risks are being created when people submit more information into databases searchable by a government already surveilling our calls and digital communications. Folks, this has everything in the world to do with them creating their political enemies. That's what this is. And them surveilling them. Real ID provides new ways for hackers to steal our identity. Yep, they tell us just the opposite. It also provides new ways for governments and corporations to discriminate against us in this fascist state. Also, security expert claims and experts claim that real IDs will be easily tracked. Bottom line, the U.S. government has created an internal passport of the sort that oppressive regimes like North Korea, China, so on and so forth, use to limit people's freedom. And really what it is it's driving you in, folks, to more control and more government control. And what you need to pay attention to, friends, is if they were doing their job. Now, let me just stop right there. I want you to just think about this. So again, well, Bradley, you've said this before. I know. I need to say it again so you can get it into your heart. Okay? We got to get past your head so it gets in your heart, and then it will go back up into your head. That's what the Holy Ghost does. But what needs to be emphasized here, and it's imperative that I do, friends, they created the problem by not enforcing the law. And in the process, once the crimes are being committed, what do? They in turn garner more control over the people. Do you understand? Because had the laws been enforced from the very get-go, we wouldn't be here in any sense of the word. Now, I want to go over it, and I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. This is little Kristi Noem, again, sold you as a freedom fighter. The opposite is true. And I want you to listen carefully as to what she has to say here, because she wants you to just go ahead and blindly follow along with what she's saying here. When the opposite is true. Now, she's been appointed as the Homeland Security. Also, keep in mind, Homeland Security is completely unconstitutional. Also, remember that the Homeland Security was found, friends, over the last, what, 4, 5, 6 years, actually busing illegals into America and then dropping them off at Catholic charities and Lutheran social services. Just so you know who they're using as a front. Satan always loves to walk as close to the light as he possibly can. And he hates people that don't pay attention to the fruit of these people. He hates those that call them out is what I'm trying to say. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a listen to this. And if you're watching on sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, I want you to go ahead and listen to this nonsense with little plastic Kristi smiling her way. She knows what she's doing is completely unlawful. Matter of fact, it transgresses our Constitution. So what she's doing in essence, friends, is criminal activity, and it truly is. She's selling you security when it has nothing to do with security, because if that was the case, then why haven't they, this current administration, rounded up everyone and anyone that was a part of alluring illegals in, from governors to mayors to the last setting administration that was there by treason? How come they haven't been rounded up? If that doesn't tell you what's going on here, friends, it's never aimed at them. They're never going to prosecute each other. Read Psalm 12:8. It's always aimed at the American people and their freedoms. And just to confirm and prove my point once again, go ahead and take a listen.
...of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity. Get a real ID. Starting May 7th, you will need a real ID to travel by air or to visit federal buildings in the United States. These IDs keep our country safe because they help prevent fraud and they enhance security. Please do your part to protect our country. Go today and don't delay. To learn more, go to dhs.gov/real-ID.
To prevent fraud. Again, what begs the question, how come they haven't rounded up the said corporate president, Joe Biden? Treasonous Joe. He's been called Treasonous Joe by everybody on Donald Trump's administration. How come the mayors, how come the governors throughout the United States, how come they haven't been lawfully rounded up? How come this isn't aimed at those that are responsible for committing the crimes of treason, but it again is aimed at the American people because they mean to enslave you? Friends, you need to understand all of these scoundrels are enslaved. What do I mean? They're enslaved because they're compromised, and then what happens through their compromise, they're then extorted, and then what that becomes, friends, is looking behind them to understand that they're doing what they're told by their handlers. Just go ahead and ask Thomas Massie, and I say that as a positive. Thomas Massie's trying to tell you that all your said representatives have handlers from AIPAC. And if people would just simply pay attention to what's going on in their country, this is not difficult to detect in any sense of the word. We're going to take Jason from Indianapolis. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Jason. What say you, my friend?
Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. I say that to say this, man, it is getting hard out here, man. Where are the men at is my question. I've seen women out here with more you-know-whats than these men out here. I speak to some of these guys and declare that they're these strong men. They'll stand up for the liberties and the freedoms of this country, yet they will go into a voting booth and vote for the lesser of two evils.
Yep.
What does it say about our moral compass, my friend?
Yep.
Where are we at in this country where we can look at the good things that a president is doing, but turn a blind eye to the wickedness that he's also doing, and he's selling this country out, people.
Yep.
You guys better open your eyes, because the people he's selling you out to, these people are a brood of vipers, man. They're the synagogue of Satan. These are not the Jews of the Bible. Absolutely not. If the people do not wake up, they are going to do exactly what they're doing to the Palestinian people and to the people of Yemen and Lebanon and so forth and so on. And this is going to continue to do this until the U.S. and the American people open their eyes and see things for what they absolutely are and stop turning a blind eye to it.
Amen.
And I just want to say that, to say this to you, Bradley, man, thank you so much, man. You have continued to inspire me. Every time I hear your voice, every time I listen to your station, man, it gives me that strength to continue to move forward, to speak my voice. Because people, they're so blinded by these lies. And they turn the news on, and they talk about how they don't believe anything that the news is saying.
Yeah.
And they turn around and repeat and parrot the exact same thing.
I know.
Why do you think they call it the Mockingbird Media, people?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's get it together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just fed up with all of it, man. It's such a lie.
Yeah.
I'm just fed up. And I just say that to just say thank you, Bradley.
Yeah.
That's it.
Thank you, Jason. Hey, guy, it's always good to hear people out there doing what they're doing, shaking people awake, setting brush fires in the minds of the people, because it doesn't take a majority to prevail. It takes a minority that's willing to do what the Lord commands them to do out of love for him, not out of you better do it or else, friends. No, and we're not talking about works of righteousness. No, not in any sense of the word. We're talking about understanding that we've been saved from our sin, and because of it, the Lord gives us the Holy Ghost to do what it is that he commands us to do. Read Acts 1. Jason, thanks for the call, guy. I appreciate that very much. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to get to it out of their own mouths, folks, out of their own mouths.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and then our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, "Because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead." Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, "Controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget."
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many self-proclaimed Christian commentators on TV, radio, and the internet, and none of them speak so plainly and tell the whole and uncompromising truth of God's Word like Bradley Dean. Bradley applies the Word of God to current events and news like no one else. So, if you want the unfiltered truth from an authentic Christian perspective, I can't recommend anyone higher than Bradley Dean and his team at the Sons of Liberty.
Yep. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Don't wait until the last segment. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to show you something right now because, again, you guys, you're all here with me in the United States. We're broadcasting into 53 countries as well, but I'm talking to my country because I know in many cases those that are listening to me in one of those 53 countries, they're already experiencing the fact that their backs are up against the wall. In America, when it stops here, it stops there. That's the responsibility of the American people. But these invasions coming from the Middle East, they're all orchestrated. Just so you know. I want to bring about a correlation real quick, just so you all understand what I'm talking about. When you look at the topic of abortion, you need to understand that the Bible says God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. It also tells us in 24, verse 4 of 2 Kings, it tells us what Josiah did was all acceptable to the Lord when he magnified the Lord's law against all of the crime in condemning crime, justifying the righteous, condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1 as well. But it's interesting to note that even when Josiah did all that the Lord had commanded him to do, that the Lord said to him, but I will not pardon them for the innocent blood that's been shed. In other words, Americans, when you allowed federal government through an oligarchy, that means where few rule over many, you allowed a few individuals, criminals, to go ahead and advocate that which is completely illegal in every sense of the word. Common sense comes into the play concerning the topic in which we're highlighting. But when the few were allowed to go ahead and tell women in the United States to go ahead and murder their babies, notice it just started out through 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And now it's up to 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day that are being murdered in the womb because the federal government, which is the tail to the state, not the other way around. Now you have the federal government as the dog and the states are now the tail. And it's also interesting to note that that's happening because of a violation of the 10th Amendment. The governors in the United States are now subservient to the federal government. Why? Because they have the purse strings. That's why. Okay. That all stops when the people say that's enough as well. But what I want you to get here, friends, more than anything, is the fact that what you're seeing play out right now concerning, and let me just kind of jump topic over here until I get that thought back, but concerning these, Second Kings 24 verse 4, it's interesting to note that the 80 million babies that have now been murdered in the United States of America under the guise of the federal government said you could murder your own children. Hey, put that in place of them also saying, hey, the vaccines are free. We're looking out for your health. And there was people stupid enough and ignorant enough to actually believe it. Not paying attention to the fact that they were the ones that illegally sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And you think somehow or another they're looking out for you and your health? Wow. Okay, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But I want you to keep in mind there's only one way to appease God's justice. And you know what it is? 35:33 of Numbers. Those that have murdered their children, what is required to appease the wrath of God upon a nation is when the people hold them accountable and remove them from this planet and deliver them up to the Lord concerning their crimes that have been committed against humanity. That is the only appeasement found in the Bible. What is required is the life of those that are guilty of taking life. Not what you see today, folks. The commandments of men which make void the commandments of God. Do you understand why we're in trouble? Yes. Okay, I want to make clear that y'all get that. Now, here's the correlation. It says that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Did you know that about 2.5 years ago, 18 governors... said that they wanted more illegals coming in from the Middle East. They've sold their souls, friends. They're a bunch of Judases, Luke 22:48. Okay, but you also have to keep in mind who's behind all of this. You want to see great specificity in God's judgment to the exact drop of blood that has been shed? 80 million babies that have been slaughtered in the womb because your said government is allowed to tell you to go ahead and murder them because you have a right to do so. God never gave you the right to do it. Neither did common sense. Did you know that that number, 80 million, is equivalent to 18 states? Isn't it also interesting to see how you see you reap what you sow? Isn't it interesting those that are coming from the Middle East that mean to conquer America? Isn't it interesting how they want to dismember you the way babies are dismembered in the womb? They want to behead you the way babies are being beheaded in the womb? Well, you can say to yourself, Bradley, that's crazy. No, that is exact justice upon a people that tolerate the crimes of a few. Those are accomplices to the crime. The American people, without a shadow of a doubt, should hold them accountable that illegally advocated for the murder of the innocent, because until that justice is done, this is going to continue on. And it's happening all over the world. Now, one of the things that we had talked about over the last couple of days is another thing I'm just going to go ahead and springboard from concerning what's going happening in other countries. Isn't it interesting? They first demoralize the country. They tell them they can go ahead and kill their own children. Folks, it's all line upon line, precept upon precept. I mean, it's scriptural. Read Amos 4. You can see the process that takes place. Once you see a country say it's okay to murder babies and go ahead and allow sodomites to go ahead and make a prey of children the way that they're doing so in America, you can rest assured that the Lord's not going to stand by and tolerate your apathy any longer. That's where America's at today. That's where America's at today. Here, let me show you what's coming to America if you don't get it right. Because this country, without a shadow of a doubt, needs to repent before a just and a holy God. Period. And they need to put their faith in Christ. And it needs to be a born-again experience, receiving the imputation of the merit of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because without it, folks, you're done. You're done. Just like what you're seeing in the UK. Just like what you're seeing in Amsterdam. Just like you're seeing in Europe and France. And I mean, the list goes on. What did they do, folks? They allowed the corrupt politicians to commit the crimes. They did nothing to stand against them. And now they're completely being overpopulated by foreigners coming from the Middle East. Folks, you go ahead and mock, you go ahead and scoff, you go ahead and do whatever you want to do, but you better study a little history, because this is what's coming your way right now. Let me show you what's happening in Amsterdam, just so you can get a little taste of this. And for those that are listening to us by radio right now, it shows a bunch of illegal aliens that have invaded Amsterdam, now swelling to a certain number where they're beginning to commit jihad against the people of Amsterdam, just like they're doing in Ireland, just like they're doing in Dublin, just like they're doing all over the world right now. And again, keep in mind, this is all by design, okay? Check this out. It's a Muslim attacking natives with a board. You see what's going on here, folks? Here, I'll tell you what's going on. The illegals that have been drawn into their countries, you know, because they needed help, right? Well, once they get into those countries, they turn on the people, and it's exactly what we're seeing. And this is the history of these Muslims that are being used as a political battering ram. Oh, furthermore, I want to let you know, too, what I'm watching right now as these Muslims are attacking those that aided them and afforded them asylum to come into their countries. Once they get in, they begin to steal from them. They begin to pillage them. They take their homes. They rape their wives, their children, folks. That's just what you're going to reap, because it's exactly, folks, what's happening. This pattern that we're seeing from these people, the only reason it's not happening here right now is because you're an armed people, friends. That's the only reason. And rest assured, your politicians are doing their best right now to make sure that you lose your Second Amendment. While they sit around with a security detail protecting themselves from the very people that they are to support and defend. And that's exactly what they swore to do, right? Ecclesiastes 5:4, Deuteronomy, right? 23:23, Numbers 30, verse 2, right? Isn't that what they did? Yep, that's exactly what they did. One thing you also need to take note of, friends, in all of these countries that are being completely upended by the Muslims coming in from the Middle East, that are now attacking the natives of those countries that they've now overpopulated. What's also interesting to note is the cops have been disarmed. The only thing that they have are taser guns. The governments of those countries have disarmed their police. During the video that I just played, which was very short, it's about 58 seconds, what was happening is these Muslims were picking up boards and whacking people like they had a sword. Just the innocent natives that live there, right? And the cops were there, and you know what the cops did? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. How reprobate can a people become? How blind and willfully blind can a people become? Here, let me share with you for an example right now. You were told, what, six years ago by Donald Trump he was going to build the wall. And it was going to cost $4 billion. And every interview that he did on Fox News, it kept going up and up and up and up to $25 billion. Then it moved into the fact that Mexico is going to pay for the wall. And then right when it was time to actually produce the promise, what does Donald Trump do? He sends Judas out, Paul Ryan, to tell the American people, you're going to pay for it, but the Mexicans will pay us back. You guys all remember that? Well, remember how he was telling you that it was going to be so easy to build the wall? Here, I want to show you something. What did he do? Just the exact opposite. I have judicialwatch.org up right now on my page. U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triple under Donald Trump. It tripled under Donald Trump. When are the people going to begin to judge righteously? We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty. Just a quick heads up. Not only will we be doing events in Pensacola, Florida, but we will also be doing the Sons of Liberty Conference with Alex Newman and other guest speakers to be announced. This will take place at Grace Community Church, 1060 West Granada Boulevard, Ormond Beach, Florida, just outside of Daytona, April 22nd, 2025 at 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels. Nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I need to get to this because I want you to see this. I want you to first hear this so you guys can all understand what I'm talking about. Oh, I do want to say that thank you for that information. I just had a friend on social media platforms say, did you know, speaking of these real IDs, She said green card holders in DACA, unconstitutional visa holders, undocumented illegal immigrants, ETC, are not required to have a real ID. Only you Americans. Do you understand Deuteronomy 28, verse 43? Because it's being played out right in front of your face. This doesn't apply to the illegals. It applies to you. Do you understand? It only applies to the American people. Why? If people would put two and two together concerning the definition of what a domestic terrorist is from the Department of Homeland Security, the very one, Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, is trying to sell you a card. It only applies to you because it's more intrusive on their behalf, and it garners more control over your life. And what's interesting about it, again, is it doesn't apply to the illegals, only to the Americans. But as long as they're telling you that they're removing all the illegals, that's all that matters. Really? Then why are the 15-minute cities being promoted by Donald Trump? Why are you seeing them all over the country right now? Because the Lord's going to have his way in spite of old Donnie and his shenanigans and his chicaneries. That's just the fact of the matter. I told you during the end of the last segment that during the promise that the wall was going to go up, it's interesting that January 28th, 2020, Judicial Watch, by the way, high five to Judicial Watch. And what's interesting, Tom Fitton took the time to go ahead and tell the people what he was doing behind the backs of all of his idolaters. Acts 12:22. And what is it? U.S. funding of Islamist charity groups triples under Donald Trump. I mean, hey, just keep listening to what he says, man. Don't pay attention to the fruit that he's bearing. No. You shall know them by their fruits. Jesus said, do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Matthew 7:16. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Hey, all of you that are just blindly following behind, you better pay attention as to what's going on. Because the opposite of what you're being told right now is happening. And you, again, can go ahead and write it down, do whatever you guys want to do. But if you haven't been paying attention to what's been going on in your country for the last 6, 7, 8, 9 decades, I don't know that I can help you. Because they're trying to implement a global order by creating chaos. Just ask them. Just judge them righteously, John 7:24, by their fruits. Now, I wanted to go over to this because we're talking about out of their own mouths. We just highlighted, Tim Brown just highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, I believe the numbers 136 Muslims have taken office while you're being distracted by what's going on under this current administration. Hey, folks, they're inundating you from every side to keep you distracted. But I want you to look at this because out of their own mouths, they're telling you exactly what's going on. And the question is why is it that they have not been removed and deported? Okay. This is treason. Siraj Wahaj, as long as you remember that if you get involved in politics, said this Muslim, you have to be very careful that your leader is Allah. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. Okay, here's another one. Here's Care from Minnesota. This guy right here, he had said, CARE Minnesota Government Affairs Coordinator, I wish Hitler was alive to blank up these people and add more to the 6 million that he murdered. Okay? Let's go on. Let's go to CARE, the ones that continuously play the victim when, in fact, have you taken the time to pull the curtain back, friends? Because many of them have been imprisoned for the act of terror or conspiring against nations to bring about jihad. Okay, CARE officials or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism, yet all of it offers is silencing and stonewalling by your said representatives in discussing what are the real motives. This is Paul Weyrich. Okay. Oh, I wanted to say this too. I think everybody understands over the last 23 years that what Bradley told you 23 years ago about the sodomites you know, them advocating what God clearly condemns, Leviticus 18:22. And when I told you 23 years ago it's about the kids, I don't think anybody can question the fact that the sodomites prey on the children, right? I mean, they'll tell you at gay pride parades where sex before eight, before it's too late. But isn't it interesting that when you look at your said politicians who are now sodomites, that's why they put them there in the first place, because they're guilty just like the ones that they mean to protect. They've made a prey out of children. Is it true? Their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. Isn't it interesting how those in that small in number, though they are, concerning the sodomites, isn't it interesting how the mainstream media has continuously browbeaten or polarized anybody that has tried to tell you exactly what their end aim is? It's the children. Sex before eight, before it's too late. But isn't it interesting as well, friends, how they play the victim? See, they don't have the shield, they have the spear. They hate the law that exposes their crimes. Same thing with these Muslims that are riding on the coattails of the sodomites by coming up with something called Islamophobic. You're a hater. That's Islamophobic if you use the law to expose our crimes. Do you understand? And wasn't it Jesus that said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake? Yep. And when I'm making reference to God's law that condemned the crimes of these people, isn't it interesting how the media will do their best to protect them? Let me say this as well. Do y'all remember for the last 18 years, and I'm talking about right after September 11, 2001, isn't it interesting that the mainstream media continuously inundated the American people and pointed their finger at the Muslims for dropping the two buildings? And then shortly after the 18 years was up, all of a sudden we started noticing all these Muslims were taking office throughout the United States. I believe the number was 90, our last count, up until this new count in the present. Isn't it interesting then all of a sudden the media turned on the people that called them out for the crimes that they were guilty of committing? Now you have a new name. You're not an American. Now you're Islamophobic. This isn't about being Islamophobic. This is about magnifying our laws against those that mean to conquer the United States, which is an act of what? Not only is it an act of terror, but it's also an act of treason. But I'll tell you what, you can see who is running down the same track with those, the same ones that allured them in, concerning those that are sitting in the office of governor and mayor throughout the United States. So quit acting like it's not happening, okay? Wanted to go over here as well. You've all heard that truth is stranger than fiction, right? Sad to say that in this case, with many today, it's absolutely true. And I want to tell you what's going on in America today concerning out of their own mouths, friends, is not a conspiracy theory. It's happening today. How many mosques did we talk about, or mosques have we talked about, have been increased in the United States of America? By 74% since September 11th, right? Well, you were asleep, okay? Listen to Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkish president. He said, mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Wow. Let's go back to Omar Ahmad, the founder of Council on American Islamic Relations, as if to suggest that they have some lawful standing because the corrupt scoundrels in office said that they do. He said, Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Are you listening, Americans? What about Mustafa Carroll? He's the guy out in Texas. Maybe he's buddy-buddy now with Greg Abbott, because now they just gave them a Pakistan Day in Texas, of all places. He said, if we're practicing Muslims, he said, we're above the law of the land. Why are these people taking office? Because the Lord said this is what was going to happen. Because it's a slow siege, okay? And you better understand, those that are aiding and abetting those that are committing the act of terrorism in these unconstitutional agencies in America, I just want to tell you, listen to me, bad guys, the holes that you're digging right now with the permission of the apathetic, the American people, I want you to understand that history always teaches us that you're going to fall into the same hole that you helped dig. God promises it. Is it true? You know it is. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.